Al-Bayan Radio presents an explanation of Riyadh al-Salihin presented by Mazen Al-Bizri.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man wala. Amma ba'd, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, welcome to our series Riyadh al-Salihin. And as we have been continuing with the chapter of Al-Muraqabah, Watchfulness, chapter number 5 from the book Riyadh al-Salihin for Imam al-Nawawi, and continuing with our hadith, the hadith of Jibreel, the hadith in which Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu narrated saying that once we were sitting in the company of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when there appeared a man dressed in very white clothes and having extraordinary black hair. No signs of fatigue of journey appeared on him, and he was known to none of us. He sat down facing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, leaning his knees against the knees of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and placing both of his palms over his thighs, and said, Ya Muhammad, akhbirni anil Islam. O Muhammad, inform me about Islam. And last week, brothers and sisters in Islam, we saw the response and the words of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The first thing that he began with was the most important thing, and that was أن تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, that you testify that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is where we stopped. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he continued in his describing and informing this man about al-Islam when he said وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, and that you bear witness and testify that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. This, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, is the second part of what is known as ash-shahadatayn, or the two declarations of faith. This second part, that one bears witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, Muhammad the son of Abdullah, who is from the family of Hashim, who is from the tribe of Quraysh, from amongst the Arabs, he is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now take note, dear brothers and sisters, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when describing what is Islam, he mentioned that one bears witness that only Allah deserves worship, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the Messenger of Allah. The Messenger of Allah here, brothers and sisters in Islam, did not mention any other prophets or messengers. The reason for this, brothers and sisters, is that with the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this now abrogates all the previous religions. So we can say that Dinul Yahud, the religion of the Jews, is now null and void. The religion of the Christians is now null and void, not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? This goes back to the verse in Surah Ali Imran, chapter number 3 of the Quran, verse number 85. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَمَن يَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَن يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Whosoever seeks a religion other than Islam, it will never be accepted of him, and in the hereafter, he will be one of the losers. And so we find how many people today, brothers and sisters in Islam, following other than Islam, following religions other than that of Islam, exhausting themselves, wearing themselves out in their own worship, worship which they have invented, worship which they have come up with. All of these a'mal and deeds and acts of worship which they believe they're performing, in essence, are only exhausting themselves and are only wearing themselves out and tiring themselves, and all of this will be of no benefit, meaning all of this will not be accepted from them. And if we go back to this verse and ponder over those last words where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, and in the hereafter, he will be one of the losers. In other words, brothers and sisters, even though they may have a gain or some small gain in the dunya, however, there will be no gain and no profit in the akhirah. It will be nothing but loss when it comes to the hereafter. Why? Because we said their religion has become null and void with the coming of al-Islam. So those who say that we are Christians and they ascribe themselves to Isa ibn Maryam, to Jesus, in reality, brothers and sisters, this is a false claim. And al-Masih, Isa alayhi salam, is free from this claim. And as we know from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that in fact Isa alayhi salam, the Prophet of Allah, Jesus, will return at the end of time and will not accept anything other than Islam. And as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, he will break the cross. فَيَكْسِرُ الصَّلِيبِ. He will break the cross and he will kill the pig and he will remove the jizya. This, if you like, this tax which those living in the lands of Islam used to pay in order to practice their religion and to have that protection from the Muslim, this will not be accepted. Isa will remove this. He will not accept anything other than Islam. Now this statement that we declare, brothers and sisters in Islam, وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, that we bear witness and testify that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah to all of mankind, إلى الخلق كافة, to all of mankind without exception. Now proof of this are many in the Quran. One such proof we find in Surah Al-Furqan. In the very first verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْفُرْقَانَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ لِيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ نَذِيرًا. Blessed is he who sent down the criterion of right and wrong. In other words, this Quran, and this is another name of the Quran, Al-Furqan. As we know, the Quran, brothers and sisters, has many names. One of the names that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it with here is Al-Furqan. Blessed is he who sent down the criterion Al-Furqan to his slave Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he may be a warner to Al-Alameen, to all of mankind and to all of the jinn. Another verse we find in Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 158. قال الله تعالى قل يا أيها الناس إني رسول الله إليكم جميعا الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض لا إله إلا هو يحيي ويميت فآمنوا بالله ورسوله النبي الأمي الذي يؤمن بالله وكلماته واتبعوه لعلكم تهتدون. الله سبحانه وتعالى, he commands the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O mankind, verily I am sent to you all as the messenger of Allah, to whom belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. So believe in Allah and his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the prophet who can neither read nor write, al-ummi, he can neither read nor write, the prophet who believes in Allah and his words. So follow him so that you may attain hidayah, guidance, you may be guided. And so, brothers and sisters, he is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sent to all of mankind, not only to the Arabs, not only to the tribe of Quraysh or the surrounding areas, but rather to the east and the west and the north and the south, to the world, to al-alameen, in fact, all of mankind and all of the jinn. We find also in the hadith, in which is collected by Imam Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he swore by Allah, made an oath, saying, أَنَّهُ لَا يَسْمَعُ بِي أَحَدٌ مِّنْ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ يَهُودِيٌ وَلَا نَصْرَانِيٌ ثُمَّ يَمُوتُ وَلَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِالَّذِي أُرْسِلْتُ بِهِ إِلَّا كَانَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ. He made an oath, swearing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying that none who hear of him from this ummah, this nation, not only the nation of Islam, but rather all of mankind after the sending of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, none who hear of me, be they a Jew, be they a Christian, and then die without believing in that which I have been sent, except will be from the people of the fire. And this is why, brothers and sisters in Islam, that after the sending of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that no Jew or Christian who passes away having not accepted Islam, except that they will be from the people of the fire. This is our belief. Why? Because this is the testification of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this hadith, we see that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has forbidden paradise for them, meaning forbidden paradise for anyone who does not believe in him. And the reality is, brothers and sisters, is they are kafara. They are disbelievers, enemies to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, enemies to his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, enemies to Ibrahim, to Nuh, and to Musa, to Isa, and in fact, all of the prophets and the messengers of Allah, alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Brothers and sisters, in our next session, insha'Allah ta'ala, I will look at some of the shurut, some of the conditions after making this statement, which are incumbent upon us, which are an obligation for us to follow and to believe in, this statement, wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, inshallah ta'ala. Until next time, jazakumullahu khairan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to guide us and to keep us steadfast on the straight path. Hadha wallahu a'lam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.